You've reached Alexandra with XVO. How may I assist you?
Yes, who's my speaking to?
Alexandria with XVO.
Okay. By chance, is Anna available? Anna or Lucy?
Okay, so your phone is breaking up. I can barely understand you.
Okay. Is Anna or Lucy available?
Anna or Lucy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who Anna or Lucy is. Is there
any? You guys all work in the same company, but everybody's in a different place?
Yeah, basically, right. There are different customer service departments. I don't know if they are in another state or not. I'm in Alabama. Do you know where they were from?
No, I don't. I'm here in California.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know who Lucy or Anna could actually be. Is there anything that I can assist you with?
Well, no, they're the ones that I was speaking to regarding an issue I have here with a stovetop and an oven. And I just wanted to let them know, I just sent the guys away. I bought a stovetop and an oven. And they measured it. The gentleman knew what I bought, the sizes and everything. And the first guy said, oh, no problem. Just get us a 4 feet, 3-pronged cord. We'll come back. We're going to adjust this. We'll cut here. We'll cut there. Whatever. We'll make it work. We'll get it to fit. No problem. The guy that came the next time said, you know, the other guy's crazy. He's not a carpenter. We have to cut all this stuff. We can't just cut. I mean, you know, I said, okay, but that's what the other guy said. Well, so then they called again. They were going to send the same guy who came out so that he could look at it and do what he said he was going to be able to do. Well, they came in. They came just now, and they look at the stove. Now he tells me the stove's not going to fit. It's impossible for us to put that on there. We're not cutting nothing. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. So I have been fighting this for quite a few months now, and I'm done with it. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to have to talk to Home Depot. The girl doesn't get in until 12 o'clock and let her know my situation here. First of all, their timing is, like, not impeccable whatsoever. I work 12-hour shifts, and I ask them to not be here till after 12. They say we'd be here between 12 and 4. They're never on time. But anyway, that's beside the point. So I'm really disappointed to see that none of this was done today. I bought a stove and an oven for nothing. I don't even know if they'll be able to put it in right now because what the guy promised and said he could do, it's not going to be done. So therefore, not happy at all. I'm going to call Home Depot back and let them know what to do and let them deal with that part of it. But I just want you to know that this was not a good experience for me. And, you know, the people should not be saying they're going to be able to do something when they end up saying no. And, of course, it's my word against the man. So I'm sure I'm going to lose at that because he's going to say that I said and it's not so.
Okay, anyway. Yes, ma'am.
So, anyway, I just wanted you to know that. They just left. And, I don't know if you want to make a note there.
Mm-hmm. First, let's see. May you verify your name, please?
Della Mason.
Okay, and this is a Home Depot installation?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, let me get you over to our tech line department. They are the ones who handle this account, and they'll be able to better assist you with this, okay? And notate the account of that information. So hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.